recycle to take out some trash. By End Politicians, August 18, 2022. Blog, Politics, Propaganda, Writing. Riddle Z this. All those Z's. Sawing logs though has nothing to do with the incessant felling currently going on, while, unfortunately for many, the totally avoidable nightmare has become an all too realistic living existence. All the while, Western state and mainstream media with their low pressure of intelligence and aptitude of zero altitude continue to roil up the inclement weather responsible for having an oversaturated deluge of so many a citizen repillowy soft with their head way too far in the clouds. Though sawing logs is not applicable, all those Z's sure are responsible for many's a final slumber known as the big sleep. Believe it or not, that first paragraph was about the current Russian-Ukrainian military conflict. Scratch that, Russian Empire du jour military conflict. Yes, Ukraine has been infiltrated for over a decade now, Zelensky a well-bribed bad-acting puppet, literally. Anyone versed in being able to connect the contrarian dots have the big picture deciphered. Victoria Nuland's 5 billion coup fund. 2014 maiden coup. Neo-Nazi battalions. Ukrainian biolabs. Endless Western weapons. Ukrainian civilian human shields. To Russian invasion, realizes who is on the right side of history and for what reasons. Sadly, the regular people end up paying the heaviest price. Back to those Z's. Now you might have clued in on where I am going with the Z's. After all, they do adorn much of the Russian military hardware and have become a symbol of public support, rallying behind the cause of eliminating the neo-Nazism and globalist dictatorship that has infected the current infiltrated Ukrainian government. Go figure, the Empire du jour played a major part in creating the original Nazis of the 20th century, then completely absorbed the Third Reich once it had failed its created purpose of wiping the Soviets off the map. Nazis fertilizing, growing, cultivating, and replanting neo-Nazis in a Ukraine with a proud original Nazi heritage. Go figure. Pile one more fool. Zelensky. Stepan Bandera, Ukrainian national hero. Oh right, those Z's. Does anyone really know the reason or reasons behind them? I have read a few. Everything from it meaning the point of no return for Russia, the English translation of Zapad-Westward in Russian, or even that Z is short for Zapobdu-for victory, also an English translation. Though the Russian Cyrillic alphabet does not even have a letter Z contained within. Perhaps the Z meaning is of deeper origin. Say, possibly Nazi crushing from antiquity? Now, a race cycling to crush the Ukrainian neo-Nazis and their Empire du jour Nazi fatherland controlling collaborators? Interesting indeed. Be there any observational evidence to somewhat support a possible origin? Glad that I made you ask the question indeed. Time to go out on a limb. Though can anybody saw my observational log? It is a time log, you know. US equipment headed to mop up Nazis in World War II after D-Day. Recycled. Did you see it? I did recently, late one night after visiting with overseas family, I nearly choked on the micro-brewed beer, Go Local, on its way down my gullet as I watched the D-Day documentary on my computer. Needless to say, I rewinded and replayed, paused, and then searched the web on how to do a screenshot. Coincidence of Z? Curiosity, and perhaps some subconscious supplementing. A few days later, my cranial cogs became reanimated. Cranial cogs equated to historical logs. I'll be darned. D-Day, June 6, 1944. It was time for the Allies to begin the full-scale invasion of Europe and the subsequent dismantling and then reabsorption of the Nazi regime of Adolf Hitler by the USA, once it had become apparent that the Soviets would not be obliterated as planned. Not so ancient history. Let us forget briefly about 1944 and run with just the D-Day anniversary date of June 6. 8.6 indeed. Months, that is. On the button. That is right, February 24, 2022. D-Day anniversary, plus 8 months 18 days average of a 30-day month multiplied by 0.6 dash coincides with the beginning day of Russia's military operation to quell Ukrainian Nazism and their operational overlords of the empire du jour seeking to, again, like Napoleon and Hitler's backers, to wipe Russia off the map in order to be in control of its resources, materials and mines. Let's see. 8.6 years from February 24, 2022 works out to October 1, 2030, if my calculations are correct. As well, 86 years from June 6, 1944 also comes to 2030. Will the Nazis' second coming finally be fully purged by 2030, just in time to continue on with what comes post-2032? What a bombshell for those naive enough to think that what might come to be known as UWE has not already begun due to the propagandized television not telling one that it is indeed happening. There are some parallels to the time when much warfare was going on in the years before what came to be known as World War II officially started. The Japanese false flag event and subsequent occupation of Chinese Manchuria beginning in 1931, the Saudi-Yemeni War of 1934, the Italian-Ethiopian War of 1935-36, the Spanish Civil War of 1936-1939, which allowed Nazi Luftwaffe pilots to get their wings wet leading up to the official World War II, to name a few conflicts. Flash forward to today. In the 21st century alone, the Nazi-absorbed empire du jour has in the millions murdered and maimed their way across Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria, all while funding and supporting various terrorist groups throughout multiple conflicts. All the while currently engaging in proxy wars between Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Ukraine, Russia. Turkey is currently fighting in Syria, as is Russia, though Russia strictly under the invitation of the legitimate president of the country, which was pretty much the sole reason for the elimination of ISIS. Yet the mainstream media is able to spin the empire du jour as a moral force. Topsy-turvy indeed. Israel-Palestine anybody? Maybe the current Ethiopian civil war. The original Nazis' main tactic of warfare in occupied countries was to embed themselves, surrounded by captive citizenry, in said geographical locations in order to use them as human shields and slow the advance of liberation forces. Perhaps, not coincidentally, ISIS and now much of the Ukrainian armed forces, which include virtual neo-Nazi elements, are engaging in the same tactic. Suppose they were taught from the best at the worst. Nazis 2.0, where the blitzkrieg of old equals the shock and awe of today. Same shit, different pile. Poopy pants and shit for brains. Joe Biden and Boris Johnson. No surprise there. Puppets supreme. August 14, 1941. Before the U.S. even officially entered World War II, Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill, or more likely their masters, rolled out what would become to be known as the Atlantic Charter, of which was the substrate of what came to be the predecessor of the United Nations, and the empire du jour's deemed acceptance dominating control of world affairs, and what current Western political puppets keep aggrandizing as the international rules-based order, which has grown into nothing more other than a NATO, IMF, World Bank, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, bank for international settlements, transnational corporation, sovereign government circle jerk rape fest that is responsible for the deaths of millions of world citizens, and the accompanying pillage of countless amounts of natural resources, hence, sovereign theft, of which includes the most important resource, people's perception of reality, through a generationally executed mind-melting propaganda system. Yes, imperialism and colonialism have only transferred to globalist international institutions, transnational corporations, and the political puppets all too willing to sell out their respective populaces in order to feed on globalist crumbs. Flash forward again. June 10, 2021. Boris the shithead in poopy pants Biden signed what is known as the New Atlantic Charter. Basically, as the name states, a new version of the old glory in the hopes and attempt to dominate the globe after believing they will be the victors in the current, soon-to-be-expanded war that the empire du jour has, and will be ramping up due to their inept incompetence of not being able to compete on a playing field devoid of subterfuge, sabotage, bribery, infiltration, ignorance, moral prostitution, debt economics, puppet politicians, murderous threats, and all-out violence to begin the shopping list. Surely much of the world now realizes who the Nazis du jour are, do they not? The empire du jour truly reeks of desperation, and there is no telling how desperate the leaders of a zombified globalist criminal cartel lacking any and all forms of decency, humanity, common sense, wisdom, or any other positive society-producing attribute will go to in order to save their own neck from the chopping block. Chaos and disorder will reign even more supreme. Strictly psychopaths and beyond. They will proudly murder and maim their own subjects if necessary. There is no telling of the depravity they will go to in order to cling on aggressively for the nothingness that awaits them. Delusional fools are not to be followed. Yet Western politicians are gung-ho for mushroom cloud diplomacy. Perhaps it is time to let them know that offshore bank accounts do not transfer to the realm of hell, nor do beachfront retirement homes. Foregoing the people and militaries of the West intervening to storm the empire du jour embassies containing genitals in jars within, and relieve the populaces of the treasonous globalist puppets ingrained within the all-too-rotted and expired globalist government systems, there may very well be death and destruction on a scale never before seen in history. O Canada, will Canada choose death and destruction for its inhabitants? Regurgitated turds, the story of Canadian federal politicians. Not a shred of dignity or true intelligence among them. Lapdogs and playthings of the empire and its globalist institutions. One example is not even being able to secure a true east-west pipeline, or refine all of the necessary fuel supply in over 100 years of government. Brown, nosing the empire, in the process securing Canada an absolutely necessary national security initiative to be fully self-reliant on energy needs. You know, true independence and with it the ability to make true sovereign choices. Canada could be supplying a struggling Europe with Canadian gas this very minute if our past was not filled with political hack moral prostitutes for its entire existence. And that was before Justin Trudeau. The atoms responsible for making up that human waste, one can only pray, will have a true half-life existence. Heck, the atoms may even commit suicide out of blinding shame for making up such a vile creature. Surely the time has come for Canada to declare itself a neutral country and no longer send its citizens to be maimed and murdered under the camouflaged lies of the empire, or have them now murdered on their own soil due to joining a thoroughly kaput empire du jour in its delusional international rules-based order doctrine that seems intent to have Russian and Chinese missiles launched in retaliatory fashion due to the top of the empire's pyramid being willing to commit any form of crime, including nuclear genocide, in order to save their neck from the chopping block and answer for the thoroughly failed economic and political systems and accompanying criminal behavior we are currently encapsulated within. Right, and don't they like drinking baby blood as well? Any positive and bright world of the future is based upon cooperation, hard work, personal responsibility and accountability, trade, global peace agreements, and globalist free sovereign economic development to start with. It is time at least one country started shirking the globalist insanity playbook and started speaking the truth that has become oh so offensive if dared to be uttered aloud. Globalist politicians have pledged death and destruction for the future of the West. Only bravery will put an end to the cowardice that runs deep throughout the Western political world. God dignity? Stand up for what is right. CR.